I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Greece's economy is on the mend, but it's not out of the intensive care unit yet. Ministries there are continuing to serve others despite financial obstacles. And on a different note, opportunities to bring the gospel to non-Christians are opening up for World Missionary Press. Find your place in these stories and more today on Mission Network News. Recent reports detail improvements in Greece as it recovers from the 2009 financial crisis. BBC News listed Greece as one of the top performers in the Eurozone. But there's still much to do in the country, and ministries like AMG International, who've been operating in Greece for 77 years, continue their work in the midst of economic instability. AMG International's president and CEO Tasos Ioannidis says Greece still faces a lack of good jobs. The result? Many families have no income. But the strains on the country only increased when refugees arrived.
Greece in the last 3 years has seen more than 1.25 million refugees flow through the country. A lot of them went through Greece and went to other countries in Europe. They came primarily from Syria as a result of the civil war there. They also came from Afghanistan and Iraq, and they are still coming.
Ioannidis explains there are still thousands of refugees stuck in Greece. For AMG, ministry has become a balancing act of serving both people impacted by the financial crisis and those who fled their homeland. AMG's ministry relies on the gifts of generous supporters to meet deep needs in Greece while also providing the opportunity for the gospel to be heard. Would you like to help? Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. 250 new languages are set to begin Bible translation within the next year in Nigeria, despite persecution against Christians and unrest from the 2019 presidential election. Bruce Smith from Wycliffe Associates.
Despite the challenges that the Christians are facing, they actually are in many ways emboldened in their faith and strengthened in their faith, and seeing that the real changes that need to take place within their communities and within their nation are spiritual changes.
Many times local tribes must come together to complete the translation process. While tribalism is a key conflict for Nigerians, they still put aside their differences in order to help others hear God's word.
As people focus on Scripture, that these other tribal differences and historic differences actually fall away. And so we see it as part of the reconciliation process that God is using to bring more unity within the body of Christ there. And certainly the local Nigerians see that as well, and this is a great cause for rejoicing among them.
Wycliffe Associates uses a mass methodology process to complete Bible translations by training local Nigerians and working with them to make sure the translation is accurate to their language. If you'd like to help, you can donate to Wycliffe Associates and aid the Bible translation process. Learn more by visiting missionnews.org. Opportunities are opening for World Missionary Press to send scripture booklets to Muslim-majority nations. WMP's Helen Williams says their contacts are
seeing opportunities for people to receive the literature. And we hear from people all over the world that Muslims are responding to the gospel. There's an openness and a hunger. And that's back to Kazakhstan, a 70% Muslim country that's going to be, that these people feel is open and the opportunity is there. So the Spirit seems to be drawing people that are living under Islam.
One of the challenges going forward is translating the booklets into different languages. Williams says one contact
wants to start the process of helping us translate and get booklets into the Kazakh language. And that's going to be quite a challenge as well. Those language projects need a lot of prayer so that the word is accurate.
Williams says there are challenges for languages in northern Nigeria as well because people speak it more than they read it. Please pray for WMP's work as they target Muslim-majority areas with the gospel. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can find us here, on social media, or through Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Just look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.